hosted by Claudio Cortez, this is Modern Macho, a gentleman's exploration and guide to being a man in today's society.
Welcome back to Modern Macho. This is your host, Claudio Cortez. With me, as usual, is the magnanimous and gloriously shiny Sir Cedric Liggins.
Thank you. I'm bronzing.
How are you today, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. How are you, Claude?
Yeah, I'm kind of peachy. Had a long day at the office and now hanging out, chilling out, relaxing, shooting some b-ball outside of the school.
Oh.
Yeah.
You played basketball?
You know, until a couple of guys are up to no good and started making trouble.
Oh, okay.
And then I got in a fight and my mom got scared.
Oh, well, she probably got scared for the other guys. That's what it is. Has anybody seen you? Obviously not.
Yeah, no, I'm just kind of in hiding. I think I might move to Bel Air. With my uncle Phil.
Well, attention, Internet, if you can't really see Claudio with our Modern Macho pictures up on our site, which you guys should check out, he actually has big muscles. Real big muscles. So watch out, guys. Be very, very careful because Claudio is on the move. Mr. Universe himself. So, speaking of Mr. Universe.
Speaking of Mr. Universe, indeed. We have a very special guest today.
Right. He's actually come from the universe.
Yeah, probably more parts of the universe than
You'd
actually
officially consider. He was like fused in space and like just shot down into Chicago to start up a company.
Style Seek.
Style Seek.
Without much ado, today we have Mr. Tyler Spaulding. Tyler, hello.
Hi,
hey,
guys.
Hi.
Pleasure to be here this great evening.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's nice.
So Tyler, please let the internet know exactly what it is that you do. And who are you? What's your deal?
Yes, I'm Tyler. I'm with a startup here. I'm one of the co-founders of StyleSeek.com. And our main goal is just to build out a really great recommendations platform for e-commerce. And we do it in just a really cool, non-invasive way. You come to our site and select images of cars, movies, and magazines. And from there, we can build up a really, really quick profile and just show you all some really cool e-commerce products from the entire web, all personalized for you, 100% personalized.
Hmm. What are e-commerce products?
So it can range, but it's things that you'd want to buy and purchase on the internet.
On the internet.
So you go through the transaction process online, and then the goods get delivered to your house like magic.
Wait, hold on. So you're saying...
Wait, I don't have to go to a store? What?
What did this kid? What did
the internet can bring me things?
Brings me things. I don't have to leave.
Shit.
There, I got so upset trying to find parking. You know,
you should,
in these.
Well, see, that's the whole part, especially in Chicago right now. So there's just hundreds. I mean, Chicago is just like this whole new breed of like entrepreneurs now starting up companies for your exact problem. There's another one, SpotHero.com. Literally, Chicago, born and raised, University of Illinois entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Went through the Techstars program, downtown Chicago, raised some money. They actually have an app where you can go and find parking anywhere in Chicago. And this is like a product pitch, and I'm not even a part of the company.
Oh,
it's just
yeah.
There's really cool apps all over the place.
Good idea, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What is that again?
Spot Hero.
Spot
Hero.
Okay.
But we're not here talking about Spot Hero. We're talking about Style Seek.
Style Seeking.
So could you explain the concept a little further beyond what kind of algorithms do you guys use, or how do you decide that based on these select images that you know would be more prone to purchasing AX?
Yeah, so it's something that we do have a robust set of algorithms now that we've been able to put together for quite some time. It's around like 2.5 years in the making. So mm-hmm. there's definitely a technical piece to it, but it's all based on people. So we don't want algorithms telling you what to wear or what's cool. Like, we just know that that's never going to work. So mm-hmm. the idea behind us is that we have experts, bloggers, people on our team, like actively figuring out, you know, what is cool. We even had someone that helped us form the company was a professor at the Fashion Institute. And so we've now got, you know, the fashion, the style minds behind the company that are telling us, you know, how these products fit all together. And then we have artificial intelligence that can read that and then map it out now to potentially hundreds of millions of products all instantaneously. So it's like expanding brain power. So it's like scaling the minds of experts. So that's
Whoa.
That's at least where all the coolness comes from. It is definitely not computers telling you what's cool or not.
Yeah.
And the way that we then put it all together is, so we have the style game, which I sort of mentioned before, where you just pick some images and then we can then build a profile for you that way. But then after that, we take it a level deeper and we call it style DNA, where you now have a set of images that essentially represents you, and mm-hmm. that allows you to search the internet for cool products. Mm-hmm. And you can change that whenever you want. You can actually find a photo of a Ferrari or whatever it is and like change and modify your DNA mm-hmm. to evolve over time, create new ones, have a weekend versus a weekday style, and be able to instantaneously switch between them. Mm-hmm. Then we take it another level further, where you can actually share those and view other people's style DNA. So you can actually view our site as Indiana Jones and like see if Indiana Jones went to Nordstrom, what clothes he would buy.
Oh my God.
Right? It's really cool. It's really fun. And it's for men and women. And so you can even share that, right? So we've had a lot of women using this to like tell their guys to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Or even easier for a woman just to say, you know, for my birthday coming up next week, so like here's my style DNA, go buy anything off of here, right? And so yeah. it's really cool. It's been it's been really exciting so far. And like that initial set, we tested on more than like 200,000 people. So now we've like just got a lot of robustness as this actually works, and it's really fun.
That's amazing, dude. Like it really is. Our last week's episode, we were talking to another fashion stylist, and one of the major questions that that came from that interview was combining identity, creativity, and you know, style, all that into one. You know, and it seems to me like this fashion DNA, like let's say if your Magic the Gathering little brother is downstairs, doesn't really know anything about fashion or anything else like that, and is trying to get involved, you know, I don't know how to look cool, or I don't really know what's going on, you know, they can just go to your website, to your startup, and just kind of, well, the best part about it is just click images that you like, you know?
Yeah. And the real, so you hit on a really great point there too, is that there's a lot of startups out there right now, especially involved with clothing, of like, we will make you look better. We will do this for you. We will get to your aspirations. And while our site can totally do that, and we definitely support it, we're so much more about just having you understand who you are and what works for you. Yeah. So even, you know, the guy that might be the Magic player, like, that's great. Like, you know, are you a t-shirt and jeans guy, sort of like me? Like, we can then serve that. So you come to our site, if that's what you're comfortable in, and you're just trying to optimize, we like to think of it as optimizing for your lifestyle, whatever that is, we can then match that. If you know you want the new LeBron James sneakers that just came out, you know, you're like more into streetwear and like that's your edge, like we can totally work for that. And like that's what we're all about, is helping you understand your style and then optimizing basically all of the internet of products for that exact style.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you know, up your game, so to speak, or try to figure out where you want to go from there, we definitely support that. And that's why you can change your style DNA at any time through any image. You can retake the game, you can share stuff. So it's definitely got that availability to hopefully have like a more of a longer lifestyle, being able to come back to the site for years and years, hopefully, and we'll evolve with you.
Wow, that's actually kind of one of the big mission statements of Modern Macho itself is, you know, pertaining to fashion, we're all about the individual not really paying attention to outside trends, but, you know, finding the thing that's more comfortable for them and you know, owning your own style, being your own man, which I think is really neat. So
And just to real quick to that too, like it's especially more relevant for guys. Like I'm a guy, you know, I want to look nice, but at the same time I don't want to really be into fashion. And so I'm not staying on top of trends. I'm not going to try to be someone that I'm not. But with that, I don't know what my style really is. Like, I know what I like, but I'm not going to go through and read all these magazines and try to understand, like, you know, I like this because of this or that. And I think Style Seek and even the Style DNA allows you to sort of get that element out of you. It's really hard for men to kind of look internally and be like, you know, why do I like this, or what do I want to look like, or why? And that's why we give it to you in a way that like just is very visually inspiring and makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's like, here, this is you, you know, you like these things. You like this couch. You like this image of this car. And it's just easier for us to kind of get. And then it sort of saves it's hard to get the self-reflection, and people are always judging you. No matter what, positive, negative, whatever it is, you know, I wear a t-shirt and jeans, people are going to judge me for that. And so we want you to be confident in knowing how you're judged. right? So I'm not trying to say that I want to go get judged in a certain way, but now I'm comfortable with the way that people judge me. When I walk down the street, I know how people interpret my style, and that's something
and
we
okay
can help
that.
You get. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
I'm okay with that. My style DNA totally loves my Reptar t-shirt.
That's right.
You know, and you know? So do I.
Yeah, we want you to be comfortable and not be misrepresenting yourself.
Cool.
Yeah. Right?
No, I think that's really neat. It's all about being genuine. That's awesome. So you mentioned that you're not too keen on trends and style. How did you get involved in a style?
In a style.
What was the impetus behind starting
So it's perfect because it's exactly that, right? In that I wanted a platform that worked for me, obviously. And so this definitely does that. And it definitely helps that self-reflection and that as a man, I don't always know where to start, right? Yeah. If I'm not shopping at like the high-end stores and the high-end platforms and reading all of like the high-end stuff, mm-hmm. it's really hard to understand. There's like a big gap between like the high-end level of fashion and style and then, you know, a t-shirt and jeans, right? So it's like, and it also just seems a little bit more aspirational and unattainable. A lot of the way that people talk about things, even when it comes down to price, and a lot of, you know, we work a lot. We spend a lot of time at work and everything else. Like, mm-hmm. we don't have the time to really go out and read more blogs, right? So it's really hard to add anything else. And at the same time, I don't want to be dependent on women telling me what to buy. And, like, you know, my girlfriend saying, like, shopping. You have to go buy this and this is cool. Like, that's kind of lame after a while, right? Like, you like having a woman's opinion, for sure, right? You know, that's, you know, guys, we want women to, you know, have influence.
I couldn't go shopping unless there was a girl there because I would just buy the t-shirts and jeans because it wouldn't matter. And then when I started shopping with women, for me, that's when I was like, oh, you need this shoes, you need this color, oh, you need, oh, this guy's shirt's designed, they fit you, you need fitted shirts. I'm like, wait, what? Fitted?
This doesn't fit?
It's fine. Like, I don't understand. So, absolutely right. I am behind you 110%, sir.
Interesting. So, obviously, StyleSeek's still pretty young. What was Tyler up to before that?
A few things. So I've sort of alluded to a little, but I'm a huge nerd. Definitely a huge nerd.
Are you the Magic Kid?
No, I actually was a little too old just beyond when Magic was at its prime. But obviously I'm aware of Magic and I've seen that. So yes, I'm very much a big nerd. Got a couple of engineering degrees from University of Illinois in Urbana. So I've been born and raised sort of outside of Chicago. Cool. And then went and became a professor at a couple of universities in aerospace engineering. So, again, like all sort of technical type things, research for NASA and the Air Force, new prototype vehicles. Like, again, like very, very nerdy things that really got me excited at the time.
So you say nerdy, but I just heard awesome gadget prototyping, and I think that sounds freaking amazing.
So like you have some, you know, nerd done in you, for sure. Yeah,
definitely.
Absolutely. Then I went and worked for NASA on the space shuttle program, which is really cool again. So being the rocket scientist, obviously the official rocket scientist, was really fun, one of the best jobs you'll ever be able to have. And it was real intense. The technical work was really challenging, the type of people that I met. You have responsibility there. You know, you're in charge of $100 million spaceflight hardware. You're literally sending astronauts into space. I got to meet all of the astronauts personally after all of their missions would come on down. You know, they'd shake your hand and they say, you know, thanks for not killing me, right? Like, that's a lot of responsibility in that you're building something. So we work, you know, months building something. And it gets demoed on live TV, and that doesn't really happen very often. So, like, there was this level of stress and responsibility, and the stakes were just always so high.
Yeah.
I thrived in that environment. I loved it, you know, and you're working 100-hour weeks, but you're just like, I want more. This is just great. And, like, the people that I worked with, obviously really smart, but I got to work with, you know, people in planning, people in quality assurance, people in, like, procurement, other types of engineers. So it was really, like, all over the place, and I sort of got this, like, experience of, man, I want to work in a startup. Like, I love startups. Like, startups and building tech products is just all about me, and it's all the thing that I want to do now. So I kind of, like, put my stake in the ground and said, I'm going to be a startup person forever. Absolutely know that's what I want to do. I actually had two other small e-commerce companies throughout the years that I had built up and sold. So those had done very well. So I already had sort of this e-commerce background.
Yeah.
Went off to business school. Was a horrible student, barely graduated, just tried to meet. I actually tried to graduate with a bare minimum GPA because I looked at it as like a cost benefit of like, I'm here to learn from really, really smart people. I don't need to know, like, my grades. I'm an entrepreneur, you know. I'm there to optimize my knowledge and start a business.
Yeah.
And my grades have zero impact in that, only by getting me through. So I actually had this sort of internal wager of I wanted to graduate with a bare minimum GPA.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was really close, so I barely made it. I did scrape by.
I don't – okay.
So C's do get degrees.
C's get degrees.
Yeah. It definitely worked itself out. Yeah.
Tyler, how could a man such as yourself – graduate with engineering degrees, go to MIT, work in NASA, be a part of a company and around people that are reshaping history, and you're going to stop everything and you're going to say, I want to start from the ground up. I want to make a castle from a grain of sand.
Yeah, how does that happen? Yeah. I understand. I mean, let's try to get behind the mindset of a startup junkie is what they call them, right?
Yeah. So there's I'd say there's a few elements. One is just building stuff. You have to love building stuff. Mm-hmm. The second piece is you have to love working with other smart people. So the people that I work with now, no matter what you see out there and no matter how hard I work, has never been something that I have created on my own. I mean, we've got a team of 10 people right now.
Yeah.
Each and every one of them is putting their, you know, heart and soul into this product too. And they're and I'm proud to work alongside of them, whether they're, you know, creatives and they're writers or they're engineers. Like, that's a feeling I don't feel you ever get in any other sort of a larger company. So being in the startup mentality, that's something that really, really drives me. It's almost like going to battle every single day and you've got your, like, team with you that's all motivated, all charging for the same goal, and like that's really inspirational. And then the third piece is the flip side to that is that you get to meet other awesome people. So as part of, like, you know, meeting business contacts in terms of raising money, in terms of meeting other entrepreneurs and networking within the city, especially now Chicago, as it's really, really growing, you just meet spectacular people and you meet accomplished business veterans that want to help you out, like, in the city and, like, take, you know, help your business become successful too. In Chicago, we want 100 Groupons to exist. And when everyone's on that same team all rallying, you get exposure to some of the, you know, I've met, you know, Rahm Emanuel like 3 times already, right? And got, like, those are things that you don't get that sort of experience when you're working in, like, the corporate job for me.
Right.
And so it's not easy. I mean, I can't again express, like, how hard it really is to, like, just go in there and just, like, crank stuff out each and every day.
Yeah.
But those are the rewards that's why for me, I'm completely addicted.
Yeah.
I'll never change. Those three things, like, just totally drive me. And it's like, you know, it's not work when you do what you love. Like, those are the things I really love. And so that just, it's easy. Not even a question.
Wow.
Like, putting on that gladiator armor, sharpening the blade and sword, and just go out there and just fight every day
and lose almost every battle.
You lose every time. I was about to say,
you try to win the war.
Yeah.
So you're losing almost every battle, but you try to win the war and you have your eyes set on that prize. And
what's the prize for you?
The prize is just building a really great company. And with us, we've built this amazing technology that's now going to really help people. Like, for years and years, we feel that we've built the best product recommendation system that exists. And so we're really proud of that. Now it's about sort of getting into people's hands and getting them to interact with it.
Yeah,
and that's great. You know, like, it's not so much, it's whenever you can build something, whether it's a table, a car, a piece of software, and have millions of people using that and have that benefit their lives, even if it's, you know, somewhat materialistic of, you know, buying things on the internet, which isn't game changing in that regard, you're still helping people save time. You're helping people optimize their style. They're buying products that they enjoy, resonating with brands, like learning the story behind brands, supporting American business. Oh man, the story can just, it really does start to go down.
Right.
And you love that. You know, it's really cool.
I'm just thinking about going into battle and losing every time. You know, because it's true. I mean, who would you be if you just won all the time? You know, everything was a victory for you.
Who would you be if you just gave up?
Yeah, exactly.
And hear it again and again. Like, entrepreneurs, they learn the most from failure.
Yeah, just getting up, going to work, getting your ass kicked, coming back home.
Doing it again. With a fucking smile.
Yeah, exactly.
So, can't wait to do it again. Yeah, a lot of times you just don't even go home or go to sleep. I mean, you want it that bad that it's like, oh, you know, come on, sleep. What's this going to do for me, right? Like, let's get right back in there.
Well, I have to sleep now because the desk right by the computer at the studio, like, I woke up once and there's like this line that didn't go away for like 2 days. I just couldn't do it anymore. So now I have a pillow. Yeah. You see, we adapt.
Yeah.
Right?
So who are your influences as far as...
Yes.
Who shaped you?
I'd say, I mean, there's obviously been a lot of people. I guess I can sort of frame it a little bit more in like a, in like an idealistic perspective. For me, by far and away, it's Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Is just the man.
Okay.
You look at Teddy Roosevelt.
yeah, he did.
Yeah. I mean, he was amazingly intelligent. Intelligent people definitely underestimate. Just don't even comprehend how intelligent he was. Yeah. He had just absolute balls of steel and did some really, really crazy things like throughout his entire life. In terms of like, I mean, you can read on the Wikipedia is a great source for some of the crazy stuff that Teddy Roosevelt has done and built his way up into politics. And he was so feared by opposing political parties of him actually becoming president because of how aggressive he would be and how they knew that he was going to be a trust buster.
Yeah.
And they knew that he was going to come in and actually get shit done and totally change like the face of America from a business perspective. Yeah. They knew this, that they put him in a vice presidential role because they were afraid of him.
Yeah.
And then he got to become president because the president got assassinated. So he actually got into the presidency essentially by accident.
Yeah.
Changed the entire plans. Then obviously he became the trust buster that he was. You know, revolutionized America from that perspective, from like the common man and being able to like create opportunity within the United States. Then globally, the Panama Canal went down there and just like, I mean, he just like took no prisoners in what he did, and people literally feared him and knew he could back up what he was doing. You know, the whole, you know, speak softly and carry a big stick, like that was Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah.
And at the same time, created conservation essentially in the United States. Like he created the national park system. Like he had like other motivations besides just like being like one of probably like the most manly men like ever to exist like in the history of the world.
Was that I agree.
Damn straight. Yeah. Actually. Yeah.
And fun fact about Teddy Roosevelt, completely off topic ish. He drank a gallon of coffee a day.
one of the other great, I mean, there's like, you can go, you know, look him up. There's like, you know, 10 or 20 different, like just amazing things, like just badassery of Teddy Roosevelt. Like
he got shot
before a speech, literally shot like in the body before a speech and just dusted it off and just went on and did the speech, right? Undressed and like nothing, like no doctors, nothing else. He just went and did what he had to do. And then just like stepped down and then took care of what it was. It. Yeah. yeah, really.
That is the best you can do.
He wasn't Batman.
He's Teddy Roosevelt. Sorry.
That sounds
Yeah, there's like that great quote of something like, death could only take Teddy Roosevelt while he slept. Otherwise, there would have been a fight. So he passed away when he was sleeping, and so that just kind of worked itself out.
Yeah, that's...
Is the only way you could do it, man. Wow.
No, he's a badass. Actually, there's a couple of really good memoirs about him that I've read. What's your favorite one? I'm assuming you've read one of his.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't even be able to call one out in specific. I've read so much now, like all put together. Yeah. Just his biography, his autobiography. It's a biography, actually, but he did write some pieces. Was really, really good. And then just like all the stuff on the internet, man. It's all... I got a handful of his other books, like his famous quotes, obviously, is a good one, other documents that he had worked on. So, yeah, it's.
I'm going to research this guy. What's his name?
Theodore Roosevelt.
Put it this way, too. Think about.
I know who he is, Claudia. Don't give me the look. The sarcasm. I'm looking at you and I winked while I did it. You see?
Yeah. No, you think, like, one way that you can immediately think of it is when you think about, like, top presidents ever.
Yeah.
Not to discredit any presidents whatsoever, but there's been, you know, a handful of presidents that, you know, Abraham Lincoln obviously went through the, you know, Civil War. He's going to be number one almost no matter what. He preserved the Union. Like, that was, like, the hardest job that ever existed. Then you got, like, George Washington, right? So the very first president, like, basically building out America. Like, that's really huge. And then you have people, Thomas Jefferson, obviously. He drafted, you know, a lot of American documents. Again, hugely, hugely popular. And then you got those three guys. And there's only one more slot left on Mount Rushmore. You got other people that led us through World War One, World War Two, the New Deal. There's a lot of cool stuff that happened, and then he's on there. So that just goes to show you, no major wars, Nothing else that major league. So this is like one of those things. I'm not, again, not taking away anything from those other guys, but
the
like
reason
you
he's
know,
up there.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, shot, and then did his job anyway, yeah. And then
yeah.
got reelected multiple
got
times
re-elected.
Back into office.
Yeah, yeah. Well, in that vein, I guess we're at the point of the interview where we kind of have to ask this question. It's one of two compulsory ones. The first one being, what is the manliest thing that you've ever done? And so far, you've casually spouted off like 1,000 things that I would consider my crowning achievement. But
man, in terms of, I guess, manliest. So I travel a lot. I've been to 65 countries or so and gotten myself into a lot of bad things that I probably shouldn't have done. The one, I guess, from a manly perspective, I was in the Philippines by myself and got stabbed by children. I actually got like assaulted by children that had baseball bats with spikes in it and knives, like real knives, and they stabbed me, and it was not good. But I was only in the Philippines for like a day. I was flying back to like China.
It's not funny.
So I literally just sort of wrapped it up. Didn't go to like the doctor or anything. It was like bleeding really, really bad. I mean, I got like literally stabbed. It was really bad. It was in my leg. And I just kind of tightened it up and continued on like nothing really had happened. I still have a massive, massive scar to this day now because of that. So I was really afraid of like the infection, obviously. But just, no, it kept on going. It's like right above my knee. It's like right there.
I thought I was like,
exactly where you'd imagine a Filipino child to stand.
Exactly. That seems about the proper height.
Yeah, it really was. It was perfect.
What were you doing that you got stabbed?
Nothing. Basically, I was just touring.
Being a tourist?
Yeah. No, but see, I actually had seen that there was a little bit of danger where I was being by myself. It's a crazy story again. I just literally saw a guy with a horse, like, on the side of the road. And I was like, I wanted to go to all these different places. And so I asked him, and he barely couldn't understand English. And I was like, can you take me to all these places on this map? And he's like, yeah, you know, let's do it. All right. And so he just ended up taking me through a bad neighborhood, which I firmly believe was non-intentional, because he seemed very, like kind of emotional, distraught about it, too, of like when this attack was taking place. Right. And so he tried to get me out of there and then continued to take me. Actually, there were multiple occasions where he could have like left me in situations. He took me far. Like we were going like 20 miles outside of the city where we were. So like he had lots of other opportunities to do lots of other not good things, but still managed to make it all back. Everything was completely cool. So I believe that he was very honestly intentioned in what he had done, and that this was something that he didn't had planned for, know that was going to happen, or anything else like that. So.
Really
never going to look at kids the same way again.
Seriously.
I work with them.
Yeah. I'm sure some of the kids you'd work with would not think twice about stabbing you.
Oh, no.
I got stabbed by an adult once, too, but that was like
he's
another...
just a knife magnet, huh?
Yeah, no, that one was just
any
more...
teens?
No, that was a grazing blow. For some reason, I mean, again, I could go... This is just the one that had come up. I went to it was a political rally in Juarez, Mexico. Uh-huh. Like, not good. Like, don't do something like that.
Don't go to
again,
Juarez, Mexico.
Yeah, probably at all, right? Yeah. And so I went during it was a political rally where there were thousands of people, like, all gathered in the heart of the city. It was just one of those things. Like, I had gone there. Oh, what's going on here? Like, people have, like, bats and torches. Like, this will be, you know, fun. Of course I should go. Don't do that either because you'll not make it out.
You'll get stabbed by an adult.
Yeah.
That's terribly fucked up.
Tyler, damn, dude. You're a rocket scientist. You got assaulted by children and an adult in Juarez, Mexico. 67, 65, what was it?
I don't know, actually. Around there, yeah.
67 different countries that you've been to, you've traveled,
You've lived, you've loved, you've laughed, you've cried, and you came back, and now you're doing a startup. But, Tyler, what will really dictate...
I'm the man that you are, really.
Yeah, just who are you?
Go ahead.
You want me to do it this
time?
Yeah,
I always ask it, so you can ask it.
At the end of every interview, we... essentially, this is pretty much the only reason we actually do the show. But the question is this. If you were to choose, who would win in a fight?
Chuck Norris.
No. Besides, no. Your only two options are...
Batman or James Bond?
So, my personal choice, I think it's actually a very easy choice, in that I think Batman would destroy James Bond.
Yes, he would.
I mean, he's a crime-fighting, he fights vigilantes in the dark. You know, James Bond is around in a suit with a gun. There's a very, very, there's a difference there. And I think Batman would.
Are you going to argue with a rocket scientist, Gladio?
Easily have the upper hand.
He's blushy.
Wow. Shit. I lost that one. So just kind of a little background. So we've been having this argument since we've known each other since kindergarten.
It's like age four.
So since age four, we've had this, who's cooler, Batman or James Bond?
Well, cooler might be different, but in a fight, hands down Batman.
Okay.
Maybe.
Go ahead.
Split decision.
Because now you're opening up all sorts of things, right? Especially when you get into style. Like, Batman does the same thing every single day. He's got one outfit. He's got one car. Yeah. He goes and does his thing. James Bond, lots of different suits, lots of different hotels, travels around the world, drives lots of different cars, meets lots of different women. Like, apparently every movie, he's got a new one. You know what I'm saying? So, you could definitely say that James Bond might be a lot cooler.
So, who would be more likely to use StyleSeek?
We actually do have James Bond on our website.
Yeah.
He would be more likely, for the same thing, in that we can't really serve Batman as much from an e-commerce perspective.
I would imagine Batman, so. A lot of bespoke things.
Yeah, and he's got his own technology Bruce labs Wayne, and things like that.
Bruce Wayne might actually use...
That's right. That would be a good one.
Bruce Wayne has a personal shopper.
Bruce Wayne has
But now, StyleSeek.com can be your personal shopper. That's the whole thing.
Oh, where can we find StyleSeek, by the way, Tyler?
Yeah, StyleSeek.com.
Oh, StyleSeek,
right
just
up there.
Like that.
Yeah, just like that.
StyleSeek.com. So what's the process? Walk us through it. So we log on.
Don't even have to log in. Like, literally just go to the website. We'll be able to show you all the new releases and, sort of the template that's already there.
Yeah.
Because we have even sub sort of algorithms behind everything. So even without the personalization out the piece.
Yeah.
You could literally go to our website and look for the $400 Gucci leather shoes, and we'll show you all of the other options that are cheaper that look exactly the same type of leather, same color and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So whenever you view products on our website, we'll show you all of the other alternatives from across the web based on price. We'll show you what goes together from an outfit perspective.
Yeah.
So we'll have that. Then you also just click at the very top and it'll say, join the site, personalize the site.
Yeah.
You'll go through the style game really quickly, and then now the entire site will personalize for you. So we can sort through hundreds of thousands of items all instantaneously for you, and it's all curated.
Jesus
Christ.
Jones.
So social media-wise, how can we find you? I assume...
Everything's just at StyleSeek. So Twitter, at StyleSeek, Facebook.
Any special spelling?
Nope, all the same.
No, it's just so STYLE, not like STII.
No, nothing like that. No, I'm again
standard English.
I'm very, very standard. I'm a very stubborn internet entrepreneur, and I don't believe in all that kind of create weird. It's all about the branding, and for us, we made sure that when we had to go buy our domain and all of the other properties and all like that, so we have all kind of the proper assets around all of that.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm stumped. I learned more from this interview.
Yeah, well, and I hope our listeners did as well.
Our listeners are learning.
I hope everyone's brain blows up when they listen to this.
StyleSeek.
StyleSeek.com. Yeah. I've personally done it. I have a style DNA. It's pretty fucking neat.
I'm about to go get one.
I highly recommend it. Well, crap. So any closing remarks? Because I think we're about at time.
Just the same remark that I always have after every closing show. I want to thank the internet and our users, our subscribers, for just taking the time and listening to us. So
yeah, and more importantly, thanks for being with us, Tyler.
Right.
We really appreciate your
pleasure.
Very valuable time at this point. And to quote the great Hank Williams, if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, we'll see y'all before long.
Bye.